This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With us, we've got Amanda Buckley, who has got a show called, it's got a show at the Butterfly Club, which is Songs in the Key of C, with a performer, Ethel Mermaid, who is in that show. But Amanda, before we talk about the show and Ethel, let's get a little bit of
background. And Jamie's here as well.
That's right. Yeah, sorry. Jamie was going to stay in the background, but Jamie Burgess is also here.
That was the sound of the ocean.
Yeah, I don't pay him to talk. I mean, I don't pay him.
Oh, that's right.
So, we're all volunteers here.
So we've got Amanda. Now, Amanda, just a little bit of background on you before we talk about the show and Ethel. How did you get started in the performance and in the arts, and where did your love for that come about from?
Well, I am. So thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be here. I've actually been, I know I'm quite an older lady. I'm in my mid to late 40s. So I've been around for quite
I don't think that's very old.
So I've actually been around for quite a while doing various things. I'm originally from Sydney. I've been in Melbourne for almost 12 years. I'm an improviser is the bulk of my background. Okay. I'm a trained singer, and so musical improv is kind of my bag. I've done a lot of work with Spontaneous Broadway. It's how I met Jamie, was through Impromptunes, if you've heard of them. Yep. And
Jamie, I think you've been on the show before. You can just nod. Yeah.
I've been on everything, David. I'm very famous, super famous.
There's a word for him, celebrity.
Oh, of course.
there's the ocean again. So I've been performing for well over 20 years in Sydney and in Melbourne as an actor and an improviser predominantly, and I've always wanted to do it. It's something that I, you know, from the youngest age, just if you could give me a moment, I would try and, you know, sing or dance or do something just to make you laugh. And improv's really the biggest thing that I've been doing over the years. So I've worked extensively in all the festivals, and a lot of people, it's interesting being invited on because this is the first time
You did do a show with me as well.
I did Butch
for
Masters,
me,
yeah.
For Midsummer 2016. It was the smash hit of Midsummer 2016, Butch Masters, Man of Destiny. I don't know if you remember it, David.
No, I don't. Sure
it was. What? You weren't there? Neil remembers it well.
Of course I do.
Neil was
do.
There in his leathers.
Jamie, this is about me, it's about not you.
When did you meet Ethel Mermaid?
Yeah, great. So, exactly. Thank you for the segue, Jamie. Be quiet. She was an improvised character. So I did a festival in 2017 in New Zealand, the New Zealand Improv Festival, and Ethel Mermaid was kind of born then. So she came out of an improvised moment, but she just felt, and excuse the pun, she has legs. It was just a character that I immediately wanted to play again, and for many, many years I wanted to do a cabaret show, but I don't want to do one as Amanda. I didn't really have a story I wanted to tell. There was nothing really I could lock in. And as an improviser, it's really hard to lock things in because we just, you know, we like to churn and burn things, you know. Yeah. But Ethel felt special. And during COVID, as so many other creative people, we just had time to think. And I really started wanting to see what I could do with her.
Well, we also had time to listen to a lot of Ethel Merman songs.
I get it.
Do you get the pun?
I get it.
I don't know if you know Ethel Merman, but she's got a massive voice. And she originated the role of Gypsy Rose Lee, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right. And no business like show business.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's bring her to the mic.
Yeah. So I'll just go get her if that's okay.
Okay. Sure.
Got to come from the water. There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, anything the traffic will allow. Nowhere can you get that happy feeling like when you're stealing that extra bow. Well, hello. Wow, this is Joy FM. Oh, I am so excited to be here. I know you're excited to have me here too. Hello. Hi, Wet Willie. That's Wet Willie over there.
Oh, shut up, F.O.
That's correct. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you here. And you're looking so glamorous.
Well, I moisturize.
Right, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, stay hydrated. I mean, I'm clearly, I never tell anybody my age, but I am timeless. And I think that's just because I stay hydrated, I moisturize, I keep out of the sun.
Right, you know? Good on you. So, Amanda, it's great that you've pulled this show together and you're like with such an iconic person as well. Where did the idea come from? You were hinting at it before, but when was that light bulb moment where you thought this is the person I want to be?
Yeah, well, I am as a trained singer. So when I was learning to sing and I was being coached, it turned out that unfortunately, I didn't have the voice of a soprano angel ingenue. From the age of 25, I had the voice of a 48-year-old woman. And I'm kind of the right age to sing all the songs I want to sing.
Yep.
And that the right age for the songs that my voice is suited to. So Ethel feels like a great vehicle for that. She's a massive star. She has a nightclub. She runs a room. She's in residency at Neptune's Palace every night. And it's the wettest ticket in town.
Hey.
And I know there's a lot of puns, but the show is not all puns. But yeah, she kind of runs through the golden age of Broadway songbook. So a lot of songs that I previously thought maybe have been overdone, but really they're not done anymore at all. And so and a lot of people actually haven't even heard of Ethel Mermaid Merman anymore.
Right, okay.
Like I've had a lot of people think it's just an original name. I'm like,
right.
It is a massive pun on a massive star. But earlier this year, Fringe last year, which was cancelled, I was part of a show called the Nick Cadet Variety Hour, and I had to write a spot for it. And the spot, I thought this would be a good time to see what Ethel could do. And so I wrote a spot with a song. And I sang 50% from Ballroom, and I come up with that's a hint of something that's in the show. And it just went really well in this variety hour. And Nick and the people that were involved in that show kind of said, yeah, you need to do more with her. And I more or less immediately then went and put my application in for Fringe, asked if Jamie was available. He wasn't. I told him, I don't care, clear your calendar. I need you, and wrote the show.
The rest is history.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Fantastic. And where's it performing?
So I open on the 17th of October, and we are at the Butterfly Club at 7 p.m. So we've got seven shows there, and I'm just so delighted to get her out there. It's one of those things that I've been sitting with for a really long time. And as an improviser, you kind of don't sit with things for very long, but she has stuck around, and I really cannot wait to show it to everyone.
And I suppose as an improviser, Amanda, do you feel like Ethel is going to be around for the long haul, basically, you know, because are you keep coming up with more stuff for Ethel to work with? Or
I think so. I mean, we've got 10 songs in the show, and there's many more songs out there that I would like to sing.
Like Ethel should probably answer that question.
Let's go out with Ethel. Let's finish it off. Butterfly Club, the 17th to 23rd of October, part of Melbourne Fringe. Book tickets through Melbourne Fringe. And let's say goodbye with Ethel.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Oh, yeah. So I've got to get back in the water anyway. Otherwise, I dry out and I start to smell. But if I could, you asked me if my career's going to continue.
Yeah, I just want to know, Ethel, whether you have more to tell. I mean, is there more of your story and, you know, besides this run, I suppose, at the Butterfly Club?
Well, I mean, I could just try and sing a siren song for you now, and you can let me know if you think. Okay. But when you think siren song, what do you think? Neil?
Oh, goodness me. Now, you stumped me with that one, Ethel.
Oh, I've stumped you?
You totally stumped me with
that
one.
What about yourself, David?
I have. What about a Kylie song? Can you sing a Kylie song?
Well, I could try to sing my version of a song that I think Kylie might want to sing one day. I could try for that a little something song. I just like wearing hot pants. I mean, if I had legs, I'd wear hot pants every day. But here I am just swimming around, 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 around. I'm swimming around. women around every day. And once I sing, you know what happens? You just can't get me out of your head. No, 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 no. You can't get me out of your head. Once you hear my siren song, that's all it takes and it won't be long. And you can't get me out of your head. Oh, thank you. No, stop applauding. Oh, sit down, David. Sit down, Neil. It's not that type of show. No. Oh, thank you, Wet Willie.
Thank you so much, Ethel.
It's a pleasure. It's your pleasure. It's my pleasure.
It's everybody's pleasure, Ethel. And thank Amanda for us too, Ethel.
Oh, I will. I will. She's my producer.
Oh, well, she introduced. Yes, exactly. So she got you into the studio. Yeah. Now you can take her out as well.
Yeah, we've got to carry the loop. You can't see this, but I'm sitting in a pool. A blow-up pool, and I've got to be dragged back to sea.
And thank you so much to Jamie Burgess and Wet Willie as well. Now, so the show is key songs in the key of C at the Butterfly Club from the 17th to the 13th of October.
Yeah, if I can just say, I'm so sorry to do this. It's the full title is Ethel Mermaid.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm the star, so of it's course. Ethel Mermaid songs in the key of C.
Sorry,
if you
Ethel,
happen to search on the website,
just left you out of that one, didn't I? Sorry about that one.
That's all right. I've got a big mouth and I can't stop.
Thank you so much. We're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.